Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. The halal industry, do for self. And as always, I'd like to begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As always, we know we don't see who's on the phone, who's listening, who's on the internet or whatever. We get names and numbers, not names, excuse me. We get numbers now and then, and we recognize many of the numbers. And it's a help. It's also a help. If we look down the line and someone found something that was useful as information that we put out, we pray it's used. Why? And this is for all of us. I'm speaking as singular almost, but I'm speaking plural. Every human being that does a good, and time go by and somebody pick it up and learn a good from it and do the good, Allah bless them because they left their mark. Muhammad the Prophet left his mark. And what we have to understand is even in the Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah, even with him leaving a mark, we know that mark he couldn't get away from leaving it anyway, because Allah guided him directly. He had the angel walking with him wherever he went. Angels walk with us too. But we know a book was given to him, put on his heart. Guidance, extra security. Allah was showing us, the whole humanity, when I say us, not just us African-American descendants of slaves, the whole humanity, what he does for us, what he wants for us, and the way that he treated Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace upon him, particularly, but he wasn't the only one that was blessed with that. He gave it to other messengers. He gave it to prophets. He gave it to those who he used as the tools to remind people that we should worship him, that we should seek his help and seek his guidance. And I'm appealing to the same one, the followers first of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who became followers of Imam Warfin Muhammad. I'm speaking to us first, but I'm also speaking to humanity that believes that God is in their life. Allah didn't say he's not in the Christian life or in the Jewish life. He's in the life of humanity, Muslims from other communities. We've heard them by names going way back, Ahmadiyyas. I don't even try to begin to remember the ones I've heard, all the way down to the newest ones. Muhammad the Prophet wore none of those names. They used to ask me when they first, some of the groups I met early on years ago, well, why don't you follow this group? Because Muhammad the Prophet didn't. Muhammad the Prophet didn't name a group. So they said, well, you called yourself the Nation of Islam. I said, this was a message that Allah allowed to be utilized to bring our people to Islam. And the vehicle was the Nation of Islam. Different names have applied, but it's not so much the name. What are you doing? We have to see ourselves looking, as I said, speaking of last week, and the week before, I mentioned, what is our mission? Now, some of us can say, I'm just going to be by myself. I ain't going to be messing around with the foolishness. I don't want to go back and forth with nobody. That ain't no life. There's more cowardice in that than there is life. And what do I mean by that? In the days of the nation, we didn't have to go out and fight people to live Islam. The key was, what we're going to live it, what we're going to build something, what we're going to establish something. Do we believe that Allah has given us something, not to just help us, but to help humanity? These things are, in other words, what good is the book called Quran, the guidance from Allah? What good is it if we're not going to use it? Read it, yes. Recite it, yes. But the book is a builder. It's a natural builder. It builds something in man. And when I say man, please don't mistake that to mean gender. Humanity, I'd like to say more, humanity, male and female, man and woman, because Allah says he created man and woman. From them came families, then tribes, then nations. This is a model that Allah has given us. And we can't forget the model he established us in. First, as a human, we know the establishment of Adam. And how did these people, how did they come about? He gave him a wife. He gave him a mate. He gave him a woman to produce. Even if, just like it is in many cases today, some people can't produce. Maybe they can adopt. But the message is clear, male and female. To bring about families and tribes and nations. We look at things even today. Some of us, if you saw the news across the TV today or heard it about the killing, and I'm sorry, I didn't write down where they were at or wherever the case may be. But they mentioned about, you know, they heard the shots of people in different parts of the schools, and when they finally came out, they saw the shattered glass. And the person who did the shooting, of course, he's dead now. You know what I mean? It didn't take him nowhere. But the bottom line is, why is the society of man so ugly? We're worse than being in the jungle. We're things that are allowed and permitted. That's not the way of Allah. That's not the way of God. That's not the way of the Creator. If a person is locked in calling him Creator rather than saying God or Allah, or in another language, which, of course, Allah is Arabic. But when we look at what Allah wants for us, I mean, I often, you know, riding or walking or whatever the case may be, notice the beauty of the earth for me. I mean, no big to do. I'm a drop in the bucket, if that. But when I'm walking, I see how beautiful the society is, or how beautiful it can be. Because you can go down one street and it's just as noisy and just troublesome. You don't even want to be near it. But for the most part, when we move about day to day, most of us, we find heaven as we're moving along. Now, somebody else might say, well, I'm broke. I ain't got no heaven. You misplaced in what is heaven.
Yeah.
Heaven starts in the whole body of the man, his heart, his soul, his spirit. See it way before he even get it. Some people get wealth and can't stop drinking or using drugs. Their first thing when they got wealth was, let me get high. In other words, let me destroy what I've gotten. Because now I'm going to become addicted to something, and the gift that I got that I could have built my family with, I'm going to throw it away. That's why Allah says in the Quran, intoxicants, drinks, things of that nature, they're bad for us. They're sin. They're an abomination. However we want to read it. I'm saying this because I pray. Most of the ones that are living the life in Islam, most of the ones that are Christians, most of the ones that are Jewish, maybe stay away from those things. But do we indulge in something else that's just as bad? When we look at the thing happening over in the East with Israel and how they call it?
Hamas.
How foolish can it be to have what looked like a religious war that also looked like it's a racial war, and it's packed, loaded with the picture of wanting to win to get control of the wealth. And all of us, we got to speak out to that. We got to speak out to that. The people that know better got to speak better. We may not be in the best position, but the truth is the truth. They say, I forget the number of people that were killed October 7th. May Allah forgive them, have mercy on them. Put them in paradise. But at the same time, I don't think it was more than a few hundred. And I don't mean that's a little bit. But I was listening to the news earlier, and it says something about how many thousands of people are getting killed in Palestine, that area. And don't forgive me if I'm calling it the wrong name. It's probably the wrong name by some people, but it is Palestine. But they're killing them. They're innocent children. In other words, if your brother, imagine if you got a brother, a blood brother, a close friend that you call brother if you don't have a blood brother. If your brother comes and shoot at me and I want to shoot him back, I shouldn't shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something might make me want to get you because I know you're going to come get me if I get him. But it still don't make it right. In other words, thousands of people are killed already. All that war, all that talk of war should be over. Women and children. Older people ain't got nothing to do with it. The Muslims, the Christians, the Jews who believe in God, who believe in Allah, who believe in the Creator, We have to see ourselves speaking up against that. I'm not against Biden. I'll vote for him any day over these liars that they're trying to put in. I won't change because he made a bad decision, but we need to be strong enough in our voice to say that's not the decision and this is why. Israel should not be given an open hand to killing innocent people. Shouldn't happen. They want to kill innocent people. The United States of America should withdraw their hand. And yeah, they might control some of the things that's said on the air, but if we're scared to speak because somebody controls something, we better hurry up and establish a community of our own, a model community, own our own power lines, towers, et cetera, create our own TVs and whatnot so we can feel free to speak in the name of Allah. What, taking something from us ain't nothing. Look what our foreparents had taken from them. And Allah blessed to be here today, not worrying about that, knowing about it, but not worrying about it. Matter of fact, plenty of us don't even want to talk about it. Like it's past. It's not past. The same people are doing, no, don't go out and kill white people because white people killed some of us. I don't mean it like that. Don't get revenge. But things are not settled yet. When we live this life properly, we know that revenge, as it says in scriptures and other places, that belongs to God. Why do revenge belong to God? Is he angry? No. Because most of the time we wouldn't know if we did too much in getting revenge. If a person slapped you on the right side of your face, the only thing you owe him back is a slap on the right side of his face. But if you knock his head off, you went too far. You know what I mean? You destroyed somebody's family, maybe provider or whatever the case may be. And I said before, I was in a war. And I shot to kill, no question about it. I didn't know no way back home but to stay alive and kill my enemy if I can. And I had to even threaten a few of the people I was with. The lieutenant, matter of fact, over me, harassed me the whole time over there, wanted me to re-up, liked me. But his best feeling for liking me was to put me on the front line.
Because they could.
He said, when I asked him, why do you keep pushing me to re-enlist? Because if you re-enlist, all your friends will re-enlist. So I got that kind of influence. He even threatened me in the end. He says, you know you're getting out. This is like late June. You know you leave in July 10th. Might have been late May instead of June, early June. I know you're getting out July 10th. You're leaving. You're going back to America. But if you don't re-enlist before then, I'm going to make sure you get a court-martial so you don't leave on your date. I took my .45 out of my holster. I didn't point it at him. I laid my hand across the sandbags around the barracks. And I said, well, I'm aware you leave August. I said, but if you court-martial me and make me stay one day past the day I'm supposed to leave, I'm going to blow your brains out. He said, you threatened me? I said, no, I didn't threaten you. I just told you what I'm going to do. Keep me here and see what happens. And that joker, everybody get their paper clear but me. And 2 days before I was supposed to leave, he came and got me himself and drove me everywhere to get my papers signed. And when he finally brought me back to the base with all my papers complete to leave in 2 days, he said, you were scared, wasn't you? I said, no, I'm not scared. I said, you should have been the one that's scared because I definitely will kill you. You keep me here past the date. Matter of fact, if I would have accidentally stayed here past the date, you'd have died. Yeah, he did it on purpose, but he fixed it. He came back and fixed it, supposed to favor me. So my point is this here. We, the Muslim community as a majority, we have to come back. And all of them not going to come with us. But this body that was trained in America
on how to even silence the devil. We got to recognize that. We was able to shut the devil up, both of them, the one walking on two legs and the one that could be built inside of ourselves. We was able to silence them here in America. We was able to show that we could build without hate, but we wasn't something to play with. That's what we got to help do in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us what cleanliness was like. Not just clean clothes, taking a bath, all that, yes. But once upon a time, you didn't hear no curse words coming from us. You didn't hear anything negative coming from us. We're trying to do everything positive. So I'm saying, what's our mission? We have to know and see what is it that we must do. And what's our mission? What did Allah give to us to do? I'm not talking about ask me or ask someone else. All of us, look in the Quran. And what is Allah telling us to do? He's strengthening us. That book is a book of knowledge,
right,
that builds if you get in it. If I let so-and-so come from another land and teach me because he's called a scholar, he could be called an imam. He could be called whatever. We first need to look at what the prophet said, prayers and peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad told his own companions, the best in Islam at that time, if you come among a people that you don't speak their language, and where they speak another language, don't teach them. Don't you get in front of them. Give them the five. In other words, the five pillars. And then let them teach themselves. But when we have come out, I don't know if any other people do this, but for us coming out of slavery, looking up at the white man, looking up in a way that Yazabals, everything is hurt. You all right, boy? Yazabals, don't even want to say something hurting you, something destroying you. And here come now people, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, kaifaha fa'ib. Okay. That's your guidance now? Our guidance is the same thing Muhammad the Prophet got, the Quran. And when we're guided by the Quran, we find that there's no problem. We find that what we need, we have right in our faith to actually show the world how to live. Not as a big shot, humble. Allah says when the victory comes, stay humble, stay in prayer, and don't do to them what they did to you. That's what makes the servant of God different from everyone else. Servant of man, he don't get a chance to get that feeling. But the servant of God, servant of Allah, he get a chance to feel that he is helping change something in the world that we live in. That's what we have to look at ourselves as doing. Let us take a PSA at the time for a moment.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to read from the 7th Surah of the Quran. We sent Noah to his people with a command. do thou warn thy people before there comes to them a grievous penalty. He said, O my people, I am to you a warner, clear and open, that ye should worship Allah, fear him, and obey him, so he may forgive you your sins and give you respite for a stated term. But when the term given by Allah is accomplished, it cannot be put forward if he only knew. Surely, Allah. Join us every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, Pan Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Yes, thanks, Brother James. Yes, this is Nate Muhammad. Halal Industry, Do For Self. We're just thinking and was talking to the Imam earlier about a situation that happened here in Philadelphia at the masjid that really touched me, that reconfirms our faith in Allah. And when you verify how he works. We were sitting in the masala. We had just did we did Isha. And we were just sitting and talking. Now, I noticed the two young sisters come in earlier. I didn't pay them no money. We just noticed them. And we were sitting there. I thought they was with another congregation or another people that came in. So we were sitting there talking, and we were just talking about the things we like to do around the masjid and whatnot. And then the sisters comes up, and they said they want to make the shahada. And, you know, because I recognized them coming in. That's what's up on there. And it's not what they did. It's just how it went. It was just so humble. It was just so peaceful, and this is how Allah sends you. Help, peacefully. He don't send you no help with chaotic thing. All this mad, like the man was just speaking about the situation over there in Palestine. That's chaos. Allah can't come to help you that way. That's somebody trying to create chaos and get something over on humanity. That's what that is. Allah sends peace. Peace where it has you reflecting. Because they had me reflecting back when I first came into the Nation of Islam. I didn't come in making noise or want to be seen. I just come in. That's what I want to do. And that's how we've been working ever since. Like I said, it reconfirmed. That's how Allah sends his help. No matter what we're going through individually, Allah's going to definitely send us help. You understand? If we stay the course, be patient, persevere, humble ourselves in prayer, Allah send us our help. And now, and for now, we're looking forward to that help coming. Because you know how it comes. It will come humble. Yeah, out of nowhere, it just pop up. You know, you just say, whoa, what we got here? And that's how you know when your faith comes, something comes with Allah's hand, because how it came. So I say this is because we talking about unite. We know that in order for us to be successful, we have to unite. And we all sit back and wonder how. How Allah's going to send that help. He's going to send that help just like I just described. It's going to come up out of nowhere. You understand? It might be some you don't even know. You didn't know these little young sisters. They're about 15, I'll say 14, 15. Well, no. You know? But the point is that we appeal to Allah for His help. You know? And we decide that we're going to do it the way Allah say do it. She ain't going to do it the way I say do it. You know? If I'd have did it my way, we'd have lost a long time ago. You know? Because I will overreact, like the man said, sometimes you overreact. You understand? And did more than what you had to do. And now you suffer the consequences. But if we stay humble, as the man said in prayer, and don't do to them what they did to us, we'll be successful. We'll be on the same path, on the same page with how Allah wants to do, how Allah wants us to do. Not how He do, how He wants us to do. You know, so it's important that we can read these signs. I call them signs of creation. You know, these are signs. And these signs are not for you to react to. It's to elaborate, look at. Check it out. And then let's see what we can get done with everything. Because we got to unite. We ain't got to get on no soap opera and unite or else. We ain't got to go there. We just be patient. We want to unite. You know, it's just to keep the language out front of us. Keep the language there and have your plan ready. How you going to execute your plan?
Mm-hmm.
Allah is still the one who's going to still in charge, that He's going to help you do all this. It's because nothing happened without His permission.
Mm-hmm.
And how well we strive for this is how well we can be successful in what we want to accomplish. All these little strange challenges that we're going through right now, because that's all they are, is a bunch of challenges.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we know Allah's been control over it. And we're going to see, we can see the victory is that near. We can see the victory because we done went through everything that society or the situation had to encounter. We done went through it. We on the downside now. You know, it's only get better. Can't get no worse. You know, the worst thing they could have did was took the property or whatnot from us, from blousing to hell.
Mm-hmm.
The worst they could have did. But we still there fighting. With Allah's help. And we still coming up with more new ideas where we can generate to make something else happen.
Mm-hmm.
But as we look back at it and how we dealt with all that, I said, now this is my personal statement, we was failed by our Muslim community or our Muslim brothers from us. They failed us. They failed us in a sense where they was in a position to generate some activity towards the fairness of what was going on. And I ain't out to downrate nobody, but I'm always telling you how it happened. If it never happened, I couldn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes through the people. You read what the people do. If they did something good or they did something bad, you ain't gonna ring them through the ringer for it. But we can remind each other so that won't happen again. That's the whole purpose of reading it. Yeah, we can react to your dirty dog, your rotten scum. No, no, you ain't got to do that. Allah shows you that picture. He shows you that so you can see it. And that's all part of going full circle because he's showing you everything from A to Z. So therefore, when we come back full circle, you can't run nothing on us no more. Mm-hmm. Can't run the same old stuff. And it's a fight there. The fight, the challenge out there in society, we need help. The greatest help we got is Allah, God, on our side. To build everything from a unified manner, we're prepared for it. We have the experience for it. Now it's a matter of time of just doing it. And we want to do it the way it's right. That the people, the African-American people, the descendants of slaves, we want to uplift them. Because if you're looking at everything around society, it's pushing them aside, disregarding them. And it's been like that ever since we have been here in America. But we at a point now we could stand up and take charge of our destination. We've been clear. We've been established. We've been recreated through our legacy. That's another thing we talked about here in Philadelphia, the legacy. The legacy is still strong. You know that legacy is almost 100 years old, 100 years
mm-hmm.
from what? 1930, mm-hmm. July 4th, 1930. Yeah. It'd be 1 century, 7 more years. And that longevity, it's a purpose for that. It's just not, it is not there just for the heck of it. There's a reason for it. Yeah. I remember working with this here company. They was in business over 100 years, 125 years when I first noticed it. I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. I never heard of nothing lasting, you know, 25 years, you know, but this is let alone 100 years. And I asked, what's the secret to the longevity? You know what he said? He said that they dealt with the Republicans and the Democrats. They had people on both sides.
Mm.
And that's how they stayed in business over 100 years. And I thought it was genius. I thought it was a good thing. I could see that. They played the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our longevity here in our legacy and how we've been successful for so long is that we backed off this system, this structure, strive to do what's right and forbid what's wrong. And that's what I've been our protector all these years, all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I look back at the history of our people migrating from slavery all the way up into this present time.
Mm-hmm.
Always strive to do what's right. Kept Almighty God out in front, whether they know it or not. God was on our side.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they know it or not. We have a building, Philadelphia Mass years, Sister Claire Muhammad, in 3 years we'll be hitting 50 years. See all these 50 years, 100 years, and all this, that there is built around longevity. It was a purpose. That's how you can tell it's a purpose. You know how people go in business today? Set up a mosque, temple, church, and close tomorrow. There's no stability there. We got stability at Philadelphia, and that's it. That's something we accomplish as a community.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing in stability we have with the halal industry. Do for self. There's a stability there because there's a purpose. It's a purpose behind all it. It's just not a bunch of talk. We're striving. We're working. We're sacrificing. All. people to do what's right to commit what's wrong. Our destination is to be halal, establish a halal atmosphere. The model community has to be a halal atmosphere. Because we can look back and see that we just migrated out of haram lifestyle. We're surrounded by haram lifestyle today. We're embedded in our neighborhood. We have to deal with that every day. But we know what we're looking at. That's why I was saying that how you can hold fast or deal with this is stuff. No. You understand what you're looking at. You understand what we done came through. Now it's easy to prepare for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is be that example that Allah wants us to be, not what man wants. And this is why we're here right now, to share with you our wealth, our experience. And how do we want to do about this? How do we want to come about this? We can only introduce ourselves to you, you know. Maybe one day somebody will walk up, just like the little sister taking the shahadas and all, and say, oh, I listen to you all on AM 360. And then we recognize his number, because that's all we see right now is numbers. But we recognize your number, and we know exactly who you are. And this is how we're going to be building this. I feel confident that we done came, and we're ready to make some strive and points, you understand, that to help us establish what we want. And I guarantee you, people only want direction. That's all they need is direction. First thing I ask, where are you going at? Yeah, this is where we want to go. Mm-hmm. We want to go to the halal industry, do for self. Our objective is to build a model community. How are we going to do that? Well, first thing we're going to have to do is unite.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to unite, everybody can come up with their wealth is their experience. And pool our resources together and make it happen. Sounds simple, but it's hard. But you got to want to do it. Just like how the people that came in did their shahada. People that came in and strived for their ex, they wanted to do it. Nobody made them do it. Nobody twisted their arm. They wanted to do it. And if we're going to be successful with this thing, it's because you're going to want to do it. And you're not doing it to please me, him, and them. You do it for yourself, but at the same time, you pleasing Allah, doing what he wants. Because he's going to send us to it, just like we've been sent to this here program. He's going to send other people here. And that's the lifeline that we can identify with, that sincerity. And that's what we protect. We want to protect among our people, that sincerity. Because that's the lifeline between them and Allah. All right, Nate Muhammad here. I just want to turn the mic back over to you, man, Bilal.
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you. You and Brother James. As-salamu alaykum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. Once again, the halal industry do for self. Continuing, we have to see ourselves as a community that we once were and what that bring us to be. You know, myself personally, and I believe many of us do this, I look over my life starting when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
People around me, they hear me speak of my father and my mother a lot, especially my father. But I speak of my mother as a person that I love, and her kindness, et cetera, et cetera. But I only had 7 years with her. I was before she passed. My father was with me until I was up in my 30s. So, well, I was with him until he passed, I should say. So it's like reminiscing, but the reminiscing actually is a building block. It's the same thing with where we came from, the Nation of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
We can't erase that. Mm-hmm. There are some who would come and tell us, men, women, well, you don't need that. That wasn't straight. Even if you didn't need it, Allah gave it to you. And what I mean by that, when I say if you didn't need it,
If you paid attention to someone else, you should wonder why Allah gave you the life he gave us. And we didn't have to be African-American descendant of slaves. We've been Caucasian, Hispanic, Arabs, or whatever the case is. He gave us a life to be offspring, descendants, way down the line, excuse me, from the beginning of slavery here in America. And I have a few friends, three brothers, and that came through the Muslim community with us who have a problem with that. They don't want to call themselves American. Allah gave us America to live in. He gave us the earth to live in, I should say, first. The whole earth was under Adam. But Adam himself could not move any further than where he was. But Allah blessed him to have children over and over and over again, through children through children, that expanded the earth. There was not another making of a man. We don't see Allah saying that anywhere. It was the one man and the one woman that all of this humanity began with. Today, billions of people have passed. I ain't talking about who's still around. But over these years, and we don't know when to begin, don't know the number. But we're all over the earth. Now someone from overseas come over and tell our brothers in Islam, and maybe some of our brothers in Christianity and otherwise, I never heard them say that. But they come and tell our brothers, you're not American. Well, why are they an Arab or Pakistani or Chinese or Japanese or European? We have to think. Allah has given us a brain to think. He has given us guidance in the Quran. There's nowhere in the Quran where Allah says to us, not even about Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, that I'm going to give this book to somebody and they're going to read it to you.
Yes, sir. Like what you just made the statement about the brothers that's not, they say they're not American.
Yes.
I guarantee none of us, all of us, the African Americans, descendants of slaves, migrated through this slavery, this country cannot deport none of us.
Nowhere.
Everybody else can get deported.
Yes.
All the ethnic groups can be get deported.
That's right. We don't have a place but America.
Exactly. Right.
And that's not a given because of them. That's what Allah put us in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and that's the law. The law.
It's undeniable.
Yeah. That's the law of how you get your nationality.
Yes.
Now, I ain't a Caucasian. I ain't anything else. But I am. I accept that I came through that long line of descendants of slaves.
That's right.
Do I know the exact door? I heard about it. They've not been there. Don't have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my destiny was here. How do I know that? Because Allah created it. No man created the destiny we have in. No man created, or woman, created the atmosphere that will give birth to a child. That's from Allah. Allah knew the plan of how many people would be walking on this earth before Adam got here. How much time would it take before Adam got here? And what will we do from place to place? Allah is not like us. We teach our child how to do something. Play baseball. Play football. Sing a song or whatever the case is. Play a guitar. Play a drum. And they may miss. Or they may not want to do that. Allah, we get messed up by that. But Allah knows beforehand, without blocking anybody and without pushing anybody, who's going in what direction and when. He's not standing around. Allah's not standing around somewhere talking about, oops, ooh, man, I thought he was going to make it. He didn't even make it. He missed that. No, he ain't into that. This guidance that Allah has given to us, he says in the book, it is sure. Not surer. Sure, S-U-R-E. He makes no mistake. What we got in the days of the Nation of Islam, don't try to compare that with something else.
That's right. And everybody.
That was for us.
That's right.
And we know how we live. Did we have a few people that did wrong? Yes. But the majority was striving to do what was right. The majority was striving to be strong examples to the family that was beneath them and above them. And around them. not to the granddad and grandmom, and not just to the grandchildren, but to the neighbors. This Islam, this message of the Quran, each of us should read of as much of it as we can each day. Do you got to read it every day, all day, the same amount? No. If you can, God bless you. If you're doing it just as a race, I pray you get something out of it. But for someone to tell us how to read the Quran, Allah will feed you. Allah will guide you, all of us. And we have to believe the guidance for us today is to become in America the mercy to humanity. How do you become the mercy to humanity? Doing what Allah says to us. Following that Quran, following that guidance, becoming what that guidance makes you. When you follow the guidance, others are looking, and they're being guided by your guidance. Some of them say, how did they do that? They forgot that fast, Allah is God. Think about that. They come from overseas saying they got it, but wondering, how did you get it? From Allah, what are you talking about? Allah sent you to give the message? Allah spreads the message how he pleased. So the world that we look at today is a beautiful world when it's in place. But when we look at the different killings that take place here in America, even, we got to stand up and stop that. Many of us Muslims, we know from the Nation of Islam, we shut it down. Now all of a sudden, youngsters are killing each other. Where are they getting the guns from, even?
Right.
Somebody's plot. Some of these deceitful plot is to put them in our youngsters' hands. But all we got to do is work as one, and we can stop it. We stopped it before. We are the people of the age that stopped it before. And I know for a fact in Philadelphia I was one, and I didn't need a sidekick. I prayed and went on and did. And some people didn't pray like we pray today. I'm very grateful. When I came in the Nation, I began joining July 18th, 1969. Before I graduated from the orientation class, I knew how to pray, say my prayers in Arabic and English, know all the prayer, just like we pray today. Don't pat me on my back. I'm grateful to Allah. That's why I'm saying that. I'm not saying that for somebody to say that's great. Allah gave to us something to work with. And Muhammad the Prophet, as I said earlier, he told his companions, you come among a people and you don't know their language, you don't teach them. You don't lead them. Give them fire. Don't change their culture. A piece is in the hadith where he took Aisha to show her how the brothers that look like us, how they dance in their culture, how they do things in their culture. And it was like he went to the back door of the house, and he sat down or squatted, and she leaned across his shoulders. And while she was leaning across his shoulder, they were dancing and singing a song of some type. Not like Temptations. They didn't sound like that. They sound like they were people out of Africa. They had their bongos or something similar, sticks or whatever they were banging together. The hadith carries that. And the prophet said, this is their culture, and they should continue their culture. We got people come and tell us, just don't make something nasty, and you should have enough sense to know I ain't going to do this. But they want to tell us our culture should be theirs. We should look like someone else owned us. I never wear my father's clothes. He dressed me like him, but you could tell they was my clothes because they fit. It don't fit for us to be walking around in America looking like we on the desert. Turbans, clothes, wraps. It doesn't look right. It shows that you have no ownership of yourself. And you won't get on a camel. You'll jump in a Cadillac or a Benz or something else, or a truck or whatever. We got to get a grip on our people and the understanding of Islam, what Allah has given to us as a people to show the rest of the world. You're slipping. And as I mentioned every time I speak on things that have happened, and the latest two things that I'm aware of was the bombing of a masjid by Muslims during Juma, during any time. Here in America, yes, you could do demolition to a property because you're tearing it down because you're going to rebuild it. They shot it up, blew it up during prayer, Juma prayer. They wasn't rebuilding. They was killing.
They meant to kill.
They meant to kill. And then the young sister, and she's young because she's younger than me anyway. I don't know her age, who got killed because she didn't have a scarf on. And as I said, if she's walking down the street, bug naked, we ain't got no reason to kill her. Allah says there's no compulsion in the religion. She may be slipping in the mind, as they call it, a little daif. Yeah. Look sick in the mind, crazy. You know what I mean? Lost something, weak in the mind. So you take your coat over to somebody like that. Cover them up. Cover their shame and see if they're all right. Did they lose their mind? Did they go crazy? Did somebody give them something that they shouldn't have had? They can't lead us like that. And Allah did not give one people the ability to lead another people. And that's what the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, was stating to his companions when he told them, you go to another people. And even when the people came from Becca, which is today Mecca, when they came to Yatrij, which is today's Medina, and he joined them together, he told them to shake hands and exchange with each other what one don't have, meaning like a talent. The one, he didn't have a horse. He didn't have a house. He didn't have this. He offered to him, I'll give you so and so many animals and be the best of my horses. He said, no, just show me the marketplace. Show me where I can go make some money at. I know how to make money. Just show me the place. I'll go make some money and I'll buy what I need. Everybody's not beggars. So all I'm appealing to, all I'm saying is, that we have to see what is our mission today. And our mission is not to be divided. It wasn't back then, and it's not today. And it's never, ever for Muslims to be divided. When Muslims come to America, we're their hosts. How they come here and they become our hosts. Somebody showed something in the paper the other day, sent something to me, how a Muslim, foreign Muslim, they announced they did the first ever masjid in America. I told the brother, I said, I had to break his bubble. I told him, don't be fooled with the, or no, I said, don't be carried away with the hype. I said, in 1930, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad started, and we began buying buildings to worship in. Had to rent them sometime at first, but we began buying buildings and been buying them ever since. And we have built some buildings from the ground up back then in the nation as well as after in these days and times. So don't fall for the hype. You know what I mean? They're going to tell us they did the first ever. Yeah, okay. So that means they're a liar too, won't it? Don't call him a liar. I didn't call him a liar. I said he is a liar. No, that's not calling him a liar.
Right,
no, that's acknowledging what he is.
Like,
that's all. You come to America and you say you had the first one. We have to understand this. People don't mind coming in and saying that they gave us everything we got. No. Allah gave us everything we got. Even before Islam came into our mindset, before I heard the word Islam. And I never heard the word Islam literally. I mean, I heard, you know, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves and stuff like that, and the way it's clowned in school. Yeah, but far as in a way of a religion for us to follow, I never heard it clearly until I heard of the Nation of Islam. So here we are. We established in America, but others want to come and say they did it. And yes, they got a nice brotherhood, sizable brotherhood in Michigan. You know what I mean? Yes, they came. When Ford was making the Ford cars, they came to make money. And while they came to make money, they began to build there in Dearborn, Michigan. So they didn't come for us. They didn't spread Islam to us. They came for money.
They didn't come for Allah.
And somebody want to down fraud Muhammad. No, he wasn't no guy.
No.
But something that was happening to his people where he came from, he didn't like it. And he came and seen the exact, or heard about it before he got here, the exact same thing here. And he wanted to find some blacks that were stronger, Negroes at that time, that was strong enough to carry this message of Islam, to stand up and not let that happen to him. And he found that when he saw the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He had, at that time, Negroes, as we were called, that was following him, but it wasn't until a friend of Sister Clara, as many of us know the story, may Allah be pleased with all of them, forgive all of them their shortcomings, found Sister Clara's friend, went with her to hear him, and she said, man, that's something that my husband needs to hear. And she got him ready that he was able to go to the next meeting. He ain't left him since. You know what I mean? He stayed on the pattern. What was his pattern? What can we do for our people? He was begging God, what can we do for our people? What can we do? He wasn't a believer in God. He believed in God, even as a Christian. His father was father was one of the preachers. And he became the one to establish this little man, born 1987 with a third grade education, no money. And who became a drunk because of the plight. 1897, excuse me, I say that sometimes. Yeah. So here we got somebody that Allah allowed us to see that he had nothing, but he's willing to sacrifice whatever he had to help his people stand up. And then we're going to turn around and act like somebody from overseas can come and say they gave it to us. No. You didn't give us anything. Yeah. We live this throughout this country.
We earned it.
Yes, we earned it. Now, we ain't got nothing against those who came and lived it themselves. But it would be wrong for them to say that, and it's wrong for them to say it, but it's even worse. It's a sin for some of us to believe it. Is it important that we control that? Yes, it's important. If you don't think it's important, compare the young boy killings today to the 60s and the 70s. We could stop them. I know personally, because like I said, coming from Vietnam and joining the nation, I went right to the street and told the so-called, these boys today ain't nothing compared to them back then.
Mm-hmm.
They had lightweight armies back then. They had their weapons. They had police on the payroll, et cetera, et cetera. But I was able to step to them. Once I got the message from the minister, the captain, and the investigator, and I didn't take nobody with me. I always told somebody, you got a certain amount of days to be off this corner or else I'm going to kill you. Now, that's not tough language. That was the language the people of the street needed to hear. And I was one that I felt I could carry it out or was willing to give my life trying to establish Islam in our neighborhood. I wasn't the only one that went across the country like that. Brothers I've never met. I've heard in some places sisters even had to be strong against people to let them know how we're to live. So do we need to do that today? No. We just need to unify and build. Show our young brothers and sisters how that they should live in Islam. They'll straighten up. They'll do what they're supposed to do. They know what they're supposed to do. And if we look at it in the proper way, we will find easily that it won't take much for us to establish because the blueprint has already been laid out. We just got to stop acting like we don't know who we are and where we came from. Allah gave us that. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't give it to us. Honorable Elijah Muhammad got it from Allah. Oh, here you go calling fraud Allah. You crazy as a bed bug if you think I'm calling fraud.
Yeah.
In the lessons, fraud was clear. I mean, Honorable Elijah Muhammad was clear that fraud was not God. When he returned, he said, he will not look like that. What he's saying, that don't look for that to be God. Hey, Wallace, stand right here by my left-hand side and hold that Quran. And there's fraud up in the picture above him, over his right shoulder, reading the Quran. Why would God need to read the Quran? All we got to do is put this together. He was a man of symbols. Yes, something was said to take Jesus, the man Jesus, out of the forefront of being God.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I was a youngster, you couldn't go into a house of Negroes at that time and didn't see the Last Supper.
The Last Supper,
Jesus on the cross. You couldn't go nowhere. They're in the house. Everywhere. Everything. So he was working to break us out of that, but he gave the hints that was clear. When he returned, and as I have to repeat, my brother friend Jihad would always say, remember what prayer he gave us. Surely I turn myself to thee, O Allah, striving to be upright. Him who have created the heavens and the earth. Pride didn't do that. He gave us a birth date. He told us the date he was birthed. And said Alfonso, his father, talking to his mother, Gigi, said, oops, trying to have a boy. I missed that time. So his father couldn't be God either. And he had to have it go around a second time, impregnate her the second time to have a boy. There was just too much. Too much that was said and done to show he was not that. And then there were many who was in the classes. We got pictures over at the museum, not far from the masjid, where Farid Muhammad was also visiting the brothers at International Brotherhood, one of the little masjids that's right in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting right on the road with everybody else. They got it out in California where he was doing certain things. I got a chance to meet his son when we buried Imam Muhammad. May Allah be pleased to have him in paradise.
Yeah, you did tell me that too.
Yeah, I got a chance. I've got a picture somewhere with him, my son, and Imam Sujuddin. Imam Sujuddin, I'm sure he got the picture still here in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? So what now? Christians said Jesus had... as the Son of God, now you're gonna think we still saying or want to say if we ever believed it. Rod is God, and now he got a son. Is he God too? No, we ain't no man God. That was made clear to us with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teachings. I've never been in a class where the orientation class or anything, where there was anything given to me that was said Fraud was God. And as I stated, the way I got the Quran, going to Vietnam with it, out of Ether this, message to the black man. I knew about Allah and his prophet Muhammad from reading the Quran. I knew something a little bit about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but I never saw him in light and never heard his voice until after I came home from Vietnam and joined the nation. But by that time, my head was filled up with what the Quran was saying. Allah is God. Allah is creator of the heavens and the earth. He has no beginning, no end. He allows you to comprehend of him only what he pleases. And many, 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 many other ayats.
That's right.
So do this make me special? No. All of us are exactly the same. If we read the Quran, we get Allah's guidance. If we get his guidance and work together, we can build in America our people industry. Do that mean you take it from someone else? No, but we need an industry instead of being everybody else's industry. We go to work, and we're guaranteed to spend all our money with everybody else. Whoever moves in our neighborhood, they can open up, and our young people standing on the steps waiting for them to open so they can spend the little money their parents gave them. Why they can't spend with us, our own people? I don't mean me when I say us, our own people. Why our family members, their parents, their family members, why they're not owning the businesses in the neighborhood. So we have our own industries. The neighborhood, they buy us out. People move from New York, developers, bringing billions of dollars to get people out of the houses they live in another state, Pennsylvania in this case, Philadelphia as the city. Get them to move. can't afford to live there no more, and they build, and they call it gentrification. There's nothing we should fear about gentrification. Gentrification only means to beautify the neighborhood, upgrade it, develop it. Why we can't develop our own neighborhood? Why somebody got to come in and then make it so high we can't even live there no more? No, we can do the same thing. We can build it, but make it affordable for our people. We have to have industry. So Blouse Inc., the halal industry, yes, we're struggling fighting these same developers who are buying out the leadership in the city. So do you think they're just doing it in Philly? They're doing it all over.
Every major city.
That's right. That's right. And they're going even into some of the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we got to come here. We got to wake up and be together to make sure we help our people see. We have to work together and we'll have our own. I could see one of the industry being an auto industry, manufacturing plant, where we make our own. Somebody might be saying right now, wow, how can we do that? Build the factory.
Okay.
We got plenty of people that work with the auto industry that know how to do it. We can train many other people. Well, how are we going to train them? By those who know how to do it. Suppose we had no African-American that knew how to make a car. You think Caucasians won't come over and accept being paid to teach it? They'd love to teach it. And then they're who taught mechanical shop when I was young? I'm 70-something now. It was Caucasians teaching many of the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
But my father and them came from the South, him and his four brothers. They could put a car together from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of them had a separate part. One, my father had the engine and the motor. My uncle had the transmission. Another one had the body. Another one had the upholstery. And one other one knew something in the car, but that was different from the rest. So those things could be done by us. Why wouldn't we want to establish them, put something there that's a legacy for our young? Just like everybody else, we ain't talking about taking something from somebody. There's enough. This earth is spacious. There's enough room for everybody to compete in the world. And who said we can't make a better car than Oldsmobile or Ford or Cadillac, or even the Benz? Yeah, one that'll last. Who said we can't do that? That means you're in the market. If all you can come out with is a wheelbarrow, then maybe they don't want that kind of car. If yours is just, you know, somebody got to push and pull it. But if we can make a car, and we can, we should have a factory that produces them. Industry is ours, too. Industry belongs to us as well as it belongs to anyone else. Supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
Let them stop telling us. Mm-hmm. We live in food deserts. We can't feed ourselves. Now, that's the goal of Blouse Inc., the halal industry. And I pray Allah, he allows all of us to live. I ain't talking about just for those who hear us or whatever or know us. Every human being, so they could see this gift that Allah has given us. I believe this is the gift. It's our time. Why would you not believe it? Allah is not, he's not, I can't I almost say a person or individual. He's bigger than all that. He give his word. His word is good. That's my point. Couldn't find nothing to fit. Allah is not going to lie to us. He's just going to help some people and not all, but he's telling us he helps all of us. No, he's not going to lie to us. We just got to come together, have confidence and faith in ourselves. And you, whoever the listener may be, if they was hearing this a year from now, 10 years from now, whatever is your talent, that's your talent. Other people do what you do. And by the way, if anybody has a question or anything, please touch the one on your, or want to make a statement, please touch the one on your phone. We'll see it, God willing, and we'll bring you on to ask your question, make your statement. And if we don't see it, one of the ones, maybe Imam Kareem, whoever may be controlling the studio from another end, if they see it, they'll bring me. So there was someone that came on a couple times and touched the one, but then touched it right back, and then disappeared for a while, so maybe they had to run and come back. I don't know. But the one on your phone will give us a signal. You have a question,
you have a statement, a suggestion, or whatever, and you're welcome to do that, and we'll do our best to bring you in to speak with us. At this time, we're going to take another PSA.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
As-salamu alaykum. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Pan Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Thanks, Brother James. It's Nate Muhammad again, the Halal Industry People Self. We had another conversation. I've been at the Masjid a lot this week. And we had a conversation in reference to the 50 years of the hip-hop and the money that they generated. None of it, not a dime, came through the African-American community. You might have created a millionaire, a millionaire, and all. But nothing else, nothing that's going to uplift the African-American community. Mm-hmm. And they're the one who generated all the finance for it. It all came out of the African-American community, that finance. And they never, nobody gives a dime back to the people. And that's how you can tell that maybe they get wiser. You have to generate, you have to give back something. Even here in the Philadelphia vicinity, they get caught up in arguing back and forth always with the sports. But these sports community doesn't give nothing back into the community. Matter of fact, they raise all the prices of everything every year. So it is not about the community, the welfare of the community. It is about finance, their wealth, financial wealth on their part. We need to change that system and turn it around and point everything back to our community. Mm-hmm. We don't want to fit the bill of everybody. But everybody shortchanges us when it's time to come back, to give back. And the people, especially the youngsters, they sit there, they want to get rich. They think they can make some money in the rap world. All they wind up doing is killing each other. Every time you hear now, is a rapper, this here, he's got killed. This rapper got killed. But at the same time, their community is worse. Look at the neighborhoods. You know, they going around telling people that they're afraid to go through their own neighborhood. But all that resource, that financial resource came out of there. And what it did? Left it dry. Come on, people. We got to start back looking to do for ourselves. Look to create and get control over our problem. The solution is right there in the problem. It's built around uniting. But it has to lead with what Almighty God says, not what corporation says. Corporation is going to lie, cheat, and steal with you. You have to have something that's going to check you, the fear of Allah, to check you. So the corporation don't become a dominant force in your life. It becomes secondary. Because the imam told us about, with the corporation being a capitalist. Yeah, capitalism is natural, but the force is what's behind that guide that pushes. Everybody got the opportunity to make a buck, but you don't have the opportunity to use the people to make your buck. You know, you hear the imam say many a time, he always, with his business, he gave back to the community. That's only fair. That's only grateful. That's only appreciative to those people, because it would never been there without those people. You have a service, and they have the finance. You render. It's a trade. But these yogas is just as greedy, lying, stealing, everything under the sun. This is why the halal industry, do for self. It's something new. And it's something new. It's not like the old. You know, everybody, yeah, this old stuff, then is going to come in here and rob you, walk you through the door, spin through your pockets, spin you around through your pockets, and empty them and send you right a revolving door right back out. Now, we want to build something. We want to build something and include the people, because we know that's the main force, the main fiber of the people. Is to share. The greatest thing you can do to any man, people, mankind, is respect them. And through that respect, they'll give you their loyalty. You don't want their life. You know, we just want the loyalty. And in return, you share and be appreciative for them supporting you. Show it. Let the people see it. Today, I already know it always going to get worse before it gets better. And what we are looking at, the worst. And we know that's the end of this. After you get past this cloud, it's a new day. It's a new day. And we just have to be prepared to handle that new day. We can't just sit up here and say, what are you going to do now? I don't know. Well, how are you going to do it? I don't know. I've seen him do it. Maybe I can do it the way he did. No, we have to create our own path through this wilderness. And it's a path where those come behind you tomorrow, yesterday, yesteryear, all that. It's something that you can see that the people can appreciate. I still said that I heard it on a radio somewhere where it said about the people is going to get tired of the society and the system lying and cheating. And they're going to turn around and look for somebody who's going to be honest with them. Matter of fact,
who's going to be fair and honest with them. By saying all this is that we got to get ready. We're going to unite. We're going to unite. No doubt in my mind. It's going to pull this thing right together. We're going to unite. And we're going to be successful. And I was talking to some people today that tell them you got to get a part of this. And so we can prepare something for those who come behind you. Your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, all of them. Because, again, those who was before us, they prepared this for us. We might not understand it or can see it, but they prepared. They prepared it. Their sacrifice. Because that's all it is a sacrifice. And because if we don't never sacrifice, we'll never be successful.
Mm-hmm.
It's nowhere you're going to be successful without sacrifice. And then, and Allah's going to test you,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to test you with something that you might hold close to your heart, the greatest thing. It could be your greatest likes and your greatest fears. He's going to test you in it.
Mm-hmm.
You withstand that. Hey, you can deal with being patient and persevere. In prayer, just sacrificing to be successful, we'll be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Individually, they have what they I see where the small long term plan and a short term plan. Short term plan is like a blueprint, a layout, how you go about doing it. The long term plan is doing what you just laid out on the short term plan.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get confidence in yourself. You can do it. Before you can handle the big plan,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we went through. We went through this with the Nation of Islam and under Imam Muhammad. I bear witness to it. You understand? Because I experienced the effect of the things that we learned from the Nation of Islam. I've lived it. I didn't understand it at first, but I seen it. And once you reflect back, that's what it was. Now, really, the only one knew was me. The other people was, I don't know what he doing, but just leave him alone,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I'm just saying is that, again, mm-hmm. the action, how we going about to make things happen, we was already prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier about we was already inspired by the want to do better as a people or for our people. But you have to do better for yourself first in order to get to your people.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts with you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you rally everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
But this is our time again. This is our time because we know where we're going. We have all the tools we need to do it. It's just a matter of the people coming through, you know. And again, these trials and tribulations you encounter, that's only strengthening you to deal with your situation greater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ain't afraid of them. Cause now, the one thing about all this, they show themselves. They can't hide it now. It's recorded.
Yeah.
Now, you can't come back and do the same thing. It's just that now we have to withstand through our emotion. Don't lose, that's the perseverance. Yeah, stay humble, you know. Yeah, when you use your mind, you ain't making no noise, you know. And that's how we have to go about, and that's how we went about. You establish all this, now it's time to get our reward that Allah promised us. We walk out the door right now. You know, they be sitting. And people still just say, I don't know how y'all putting up with it. Y'all act like nothing is happening. No, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's just that how you deal with it. You have to understand what you're dealing. You're dealing with a mind out there. You ain't dealing with no game. It's a mind. It's a mind. And again, as I just said, when you use your mind, it ain't making no noise. They're coming after you making no noise. If you make noise, that means you're not thinking. You're not thinking at all. And again, we're at the stage that we have to be the example.
Mm-hmm.
We're up in forefront. We're up the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
The society, the city, the world, everybody looking at us. You know? They're looking at us. When y'all going to do something? Yeah, when the law present that. I don't have no control over that. All I got control over is how we deal with it. This is our time.
That's right.
And if you thank Allah for those and our camaraderie that we can be a strength to each other, the weather, the storm. Because we're very hard to come in. And that's what guided me through a lot of situations is that sword right there. With very hardship coming. And I build everything. You got to weather through that storm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's it. Like the man said, stay humble in faith and prayer. Mm-hmm. Again, and don't do what they did to you. Don't do to them what they did to you. That's the better man. That's the better man, and that's the better person. You understand? That's laid out so we can strive to be better. That image means a lot. Because people watching you, especially I've learned the Caucasian watching you. I've been watching you, and I don't understand, you know? Yeah, I don't understand neither, I would say. But I got to keep on moving. You know what I mean? Now, once I understand, I'll come tell you. You know what I mean? Because it hits you. Just like again, I said earlier, with the young sister and them all. That's the thing for me. You understand? As far as again, how Allah worked, it showed me the strength of Allah again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we have to deal with each other. We have to sit here and you know all this chaos going on. Hell, you got to sit down and talk about it, ladies. Stay now. Pull the good out of everything and eliminate the bad and keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stand there and hold grapes,
mm-hmm.
and cause that's what's holding us back.
Mm-hmm.
People feeling petty differences,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we can't get nothing accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we go full circle to see it again. Now you can't deny it. Yeah. So. Again, like the imam asked, if anyone have a question, statement, suggestion, feel free to hit the one, and we can bring you on in the mic as soon as possible. This again, make Muhammad allow him to see, like turn the mic over back to the imam. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Brother Nick, Brother James. Once again, this is Iman Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. And, you know, our point is, it's our time.
Yes, our time.
We've had this experience, most of us.
Yep.
We've had the experience of building our life in al-Islam. And in that building our life in al-Islam, we have seen improvement in our life in many cases. We didn't change the world as it should be changed, but Allah will allow that to happen as we build. Allah didn't call us to change the world. He called us to be guardians of ourselves. I can't even be the guardian of my child, my wife, or whatever. I can be a reminder, though. If I'm a picture of what I'm supposed to be, then it reminds them to be what they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it always works for me with my father, my older brother, my sister, my mother even. You know what I mean? And even though, like I say, she was only with me for 7 years before she passed. You know what I mean? I was 2 months from being 8 years old. You know what I mean? When she passed. But my father, all the time that he was there, I quote things in my mind and when I'm talking that my mother showed me in that little period of time. But my father was the big image. He was the big picture. And I seen honorability. I saw strength, et cetera, et cetera. That's what people are looking for in us. The rest of the world is looking for that. We don't know how big the world is that's looking for the picture to be better, to do better. But Allah is the one that opened their eyes to it. We didn't do it in America as the Nation of Islam. Allah opened their eyes to it and made them see something working that they couldn't touch. You know, I mean, they couldn't ruin us. Our ability to stay with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, then with Imam Muhammad, they could take that from us. Did some leave? Yes. But as a majority, we didn't leave. As a majority, we're still here, but we need to work together. We need to talk to our imams. I'm an imam, and these brothers are with me, been supporting me ever since I've been an imam, and others. We have to talk to other imams. Not beating them up. What they got is a quality. It's necessary. But even in being necessary, you have to work as one. The nation's spirit was in the any city, any state of America was tied to another one because of the Nation of Islam. Even if it was a small temple, we had that closeness that we worked as one. No disregard for each other. There became a little twist when Imam Muhammad became a leader. They tried to pull away from that. They know Imam Muhammad was not holding the army against those who wanted freedom from what they were asked to do. Imam Muhammad later on said, may Allah have mercy on him, that he wished he hadn't dropped everything so quickly that his father was doing. And those of us who had some conversation with him, or some of us can read from a distance, we knew that what he meant was he could have kept a firmer hand on everybody. You know what I mean? And you know, I believe that when we start splitting up from the top, it made other people split up. Allah is the best knower. All we have to do is work to be together. And things are not going to fall in our lap. They're there. We just have to stand up and notice them. When we think about in every city nearly, the police department really counted on the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Not to snitch or do anything, but to put a stop to crime. Yeah, yeah. Be that model. That's right. That's right. And we were able to shut down a lot of wrong, a lot of crime. You know what I mean? So they wasn't against us. We were a force that made their job even a little easier.
Right.
Educators found the same thing. It was a model. So that model is not dead. It's not even sleep. We just have to come back together. Imams need to work with imams across their city, across their state, and then across the country. We have to build the model community. That's on us to build. There are some others who want to build a model community. Their model is not necessarily in the name of Allah. Some want a model, and they still carry the guy in red with the goatee, pointy goatee and the black hair, who walks around with a pitchfork. He don't exist in that sense, but that's who they're following. They want to find out how they can take more. You know what I mean? Even like I say, speaking to the world, killing. We have to speak to the world that we recognize the Muslims more than any other people of faith. We recognize that there are more people of faith than just Muslims. When Islam came to Muhammad the Prophet, there were already two books at the minimum. And those books, one was given to Moses and one was given to Jesus. So we become the seal. The Muslims became the seal on how to live those books because they wasn't living by it. To rage a war and just kill innocent people, they're against God, period. And we have to remind them of that. You can't just kill. How many people should die because some people in the Jewish community died? Number one, nothing dies without Allah's permission. So all the deaths was a sign. And that part of that sign is where we keep the faith. humans that are still living. No, they didn't want to keep the faith. That's not faith that they're killing from. That's like, you stole my sandwich. Well, from now on, every time I see you come out the house, I'm running in your house and steal something out your refrigerator. You only stole the sandwich. Either forgive them or tell them to give the sandwich back. But to turn around and kill thousands, they gave a count the other day. I think it was thousands.
No, today I heard 15,000.
Yeah, okay, 15,000.
15,000.
No, 1,000.
15,000.
Yeah.
15,000. Been killed already.
That they killed. The Jewish
and
community
said
killed.
5,000 was the Hamas.
Yeah, yeah. So they know they're killing innocent people.
Yeah.
They want to wipe them out. And then the way they're demolishing their country, they don't care. In other words, they want the soil. They ain't got nothing to do with them.
Yeah, but they're resorting with the ground.
Yeah, and I still say, you know what I mean? We watch movies
mm-hmm.
where there's a person that comes in and play like he with you, but he with the other people
yeah.
to set you up, get you to stick yourself out there, and then wipe you out and take everything you got.
Double agent.
Oh, yeah,
you have no doubt.
That's why they don't want to show those pictures nationally. You might find out easily, oh, that one, he's Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah, he led the other ones to think that this was the time to do that.
Yeah,
this is
really a good opportunity. If
you're
really independent,
supposed
to be.
Yeah, they're saying something, but they're not saying enough. But the Jewish community, and I'm saying it in that way since that's how they identify Israelis, if they are seeing themselves, if they were seen right, they would have been telling the UN from the start, these are the pictures. We know you got pictures because we saw them over here in Philly. We saw them throughout the United States. They saw them throughout the world. Here are the pictures of the killers. 9 times out of 10, there's somebody in there that was killing that looked like them. Not just looked like them, was one of them. Or a few of them. Now, I could be wrong. But it wouldn't have been no harm in seeing who was the ones who set it up. And you might have found that somebody played like they was with Hamas, but they really was with the other side. But that see, there's so much oil under that ground. That's a big part of that greed.
Yeah.
So where's God in their mind?
He don't exist.
But he don't exist in their mind.
That's right.
It's what you did to me.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Vengeful attitude.
What you did to me, I can't never forget. And to all of you did. So you put yourself above God. God says he only punished those who do wrong. But they got a punishment coming if they did that. If I'm right. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to feel some harm for the Jewish community, no. But we should be saying, stop killing innocent people. Stop killing them. If you didn't multiply the number at least double them as far as who you killed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they wasn't the people that you was after because you was chasing them while you was firing bombs in front of them where they used to live, where you thought they lived, where it was a lie that they, and all of the Jewish community don't know it, but I feel certain that the strategy was some of them go in and tell them, look, I ain't with them no more. I'm mad at them. Let me show you how to go in and kill. And go in, they had all the plans, where the army sit at, where the guards at, where the weapons at, how do you get that? And that's the inside tip.
Mm-hmm. They all move off the inside.
I know, I was in war. Like I said, I was in Vietnam. So we didn't move without knowing something. How did we get to know it? Yeah, we had some specialists, but somebody told us some things, too. You know what I mean? Looking like them. Looking like the Vietnamese.
Yeah. I call them the scouts.
Yeah, and that's what they were. They were open scouts. Well, yeah, that's how it was with Lone Ranger, and then they saw the scouts, Indian scouts, and Roy Rogers.
Yeah,
but that was what they were called on TV back in the day, the Indian scout,
mm-hmm.
who was scout for the military. To fight the Indians,
mm-hmm.
fight their own brothers. Yeah, so it's the same thing happened with this, you know what I mean? So, you know, we pray it was different, but meanwhile, the Muslim African-American, descendants of slaves, have to come together in our oneness and stop thinking someone is promoting us to step out front and do what the law calls us to do, unite and work together. Build. We need industry. We need to build model communities all over again. Model communities once upon a time was the temples of the Nation of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And we called them communities.
Mm-hmm.
The Muslim community in Philadelphia was temple number 12.
Mm-hmm.
We called it that. Didn't have no houses built. We lived in houses, thank God. But now we have to build communities. And we have to look at everything needed to build the community. And when we say everything needed, we mean everything. Done right, we do things in a way that would have no problem, no problem at all, of changing the way things look in America and around the world, because they will follow it. Done right, Allah will bless them to follow us right. Success, there's enough success in the world to hit everybody. Everybody can be wealthy. Nobody has to be hungry. Get up from the table when you want because you just had too much. But greed and lying and stealing, the way of the devil, it still exists in many. Muslims, Christians, Jews, atheists, all of us got it. Got somebody that and we don't know the numbers. But Shaitan said he's going to whisper into the day we come before our Lord. I mean, he's going to whisper. He he know that there's going to be some humans that's going to follow the whispering rather than following Allah's way. But we have to come together and follow Allah's way. You know what I mean? And we have to know that ain't nobody standing around watching for us to go up, not in a good way. If anything, they're watching to make sure they can keep us down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not knowing, not uniting, not being what we're supposed to be. So these things, we got to believe it. We got to understand it. We got to know that if we are not putting something in the picture, then who will be putting something in there right? If I'm representing what's right, then my voice got to be heard. If we're representing what's right, our voice got to be heard. And we have a right. We're looking at the same thing everybody else is, unless they ain't looking at all. Everybody know that when you say you killed 15,000 of one group and 5,000 at the most got killed from the other group, that's three times the number, and you already know that 15,000 is mostly innocent people. Well, there's some bad people in there, but mostly innocent people, young, children, women, elderly, people that ain't weaponized to do war, might have a weapon. Like a lot of Americans got weapons in their houses. They're not in the military, though, just because they got a weapon in their house. They might be thinking they're stopping something from coming into their house that would harm them. And we have a few minutes left. We're winding down. Anyone have a question? Anyone have a statement? Please touch the one on your phone, and we will bring you in to say what need to be said. We're with you. As you listen to us speak this evening, and we thank you for your time. And pray to Allah that we've said something that's worth at least looking into. We are the example today for the world if we work together as one, if we build together as one, if we stay away from what is wrong and do what is right. So right now, 914-434. Your mic is on. Identify yourself. Make the statement, whatever.
Yeah, this is Muhammad Sharif calling from Alvarez, New York. Assalamu alaikum to everybody.
Yes, sir. Hi, Brother Muhammad. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Yes, I know. A few weeks ago, you had to go and look and find out who are the top meat producers. So
I went
and looked in. I saw about the top five of them. So Tyson, American Foods,
mm-hmm.
Warren County Beef,
Mm-hmm.
This Mission Project.
Yeah.
And this look like that Shake Home. Looks like a Shake Home.
Yeah, they're in that list too.
Yeah, right. Shake Home Farms. Right, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thought I would call in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing some weight, ain't they?
Yeah, they're doing some weight. I mean, they are big. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
they're really doing. They must got a lot of employees that cut up the meats and all that. And they're big. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you notice the number of people they employ?
No, I didn't look at the number of people, no.
No, they employ plenty. And I'm saying the halal, no matter who's in America, the halal in America is our market. And as I said from that Bible and Quranic verse where mm-hmm. Allah says to Moses, you got 12 tribes there. Strike the rock. And 12 springs will gush forward, and each tribe will know their spring. And as my father said to me, I was very young, son, that's not water God talking about. That's the way and the needs, to fit the needs of every people. Every tribe get in that spring everything they need. So that's talking mm-hmm. to us as well.
That's right.
So we start off with the Muslims, with our own selves. We won't leave our Christian brothers and sisters out. But in time, we'll stop them from calling us food deserts, and we'll have supermarkets of our choice, our market, your market, whichever way we want to call it, salams, amins, blouse, whatever, across the country, feeding ourselves and feeding others. And building industries from that particular stock. There's no way our community suffers to the point that we stay away from each other instead of building together, because that's a gift from Allah. And mm-hmm. we ain't got to tell nobody else to get away from it. We ain't got to tell nobody else to get away from it. And we do it correctly. We do it USDA as it should be. And every market is open to us. Every market. So mm-hmm. we that's and I mentioned that to Imam Muhammad in 95.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You're right, Imam." He said, "You're right." I said, "That's our economics for our people." So the economics Allah has put in our hands. Once upon a time here in America, I guess it was in the hands of our people as Christians. But today it's in mm-hmm. our hands. And all we have to do is do it, be fair with it, and just grow. And I ain't talking about just getting rich. It's too big to be rich. It'll settle all affairs, right? I mean, mm-hmm. it's too big. Those numbers, weren't they too big to worry about being rich? They talk about every year, those
mm-hmm.
numbers.
Every year. Right.
Every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a wide open space for us to get there. Because our brothers from the East, they could do halal.
Mm-hmm.
They've been shut down. Many of them have been shut down going back for years by USDA because they found that our brothers from overseas, not all of them, too many of them though, will take the halal and use that label and name, but what they send out won't be halal.
You're correct.
So in 95, when I first started slaughtering and making our own product, I wouldn't sell to their grocery stores because they had pork in there. How you going to be a Muslim and you selling pork? What, my brother, the people eat pork. You going to come over here and sell my people pork? No, I'm not selling mm-hmm. anything. You know what I mean? I don't even want your money. No, brother, I'll buy it, brother. Please, I'll buy it. And then the other one up in Trenton, he tells me, brother, you cannot sell me in here. And I thought he was talking about in his place. He mm-hmm. said, no, in America. We went to America. He's talking about the White House. We went to America and told him there's three people that will approve halal. Two Egyptians, I believe he said, and two Arabians or whatever, Egyptian, but from that family,
and one Pakistani. And I said, you telling me, I live here in America, my people here in America, I can't sell no meat unless I come through these things. Yes, brother, you cannot do it. I said, look, I brought these boxes of meat for you to look at. Do your children eat meat? He said, yeah. I said, here's a gift then. This gift is for you. I know who you are. In time, you'll know who I am. And what I meant by that is you'll know my people. We don't have to ask you for anything in America. This is our country.
That's right.
No matter how we were treated, it's our country. You know me, a lot of gators to it. So all we got to do is do what we're supposed to do, work together. And just when it's time to put something in a different city, and what I mean by that, I mean structures. We'll be having the kind of finance that we could pay for it, and all the people that got to do in that place is make it make money. Stay straight, let's build it, sell around the world, and change the way we look and change the way America looks. And that's gift from Allah. You know what I mean? That's where we should be. So I'm glad you looked at it. I pray others have as well, because that's enough wealth we can see that if we're working together as we did once upon a time in the days of the nation across this country, then ain't no telling what that looks like. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree 100%. That's right. We work the same way we did during Nation Islam days. Unity as one unit. That's right. We're all over America.
That's right. But we got to get back to it. That's what's missing. Yeah. Our imams got to know that. Do what the ministers used to do. Those ministers, they wouldn't violate each other. You know what I mean? And we got to have that one brotherhood. And when we're doing it, then we can set up any institution we want, any city that we want. So we're getting ready to go off. If you want to say something else, my brother, please do before we close off. We got less than a minute.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay, Fuzzy Man. I'm okay. Oh. Yeah, we're getting ready for this. Time to be great.
Yeah.
Grateful.
Yes, I'm planning to be up this Friday for the Juma first. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And then what I could spend during the weekend. But it's my intention to be there for the Juma first.
Alhamdulillah. All right. Yeah.
Maybe we'll see each other. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right.
Inshallah. We'll see you there. Yes. Inshallah.
Yes. Look forward to it. Yes, sir. Brother James.
All right. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Assalamu alaikum. I want to thank everyone for joining in to the program today. Inshallah. We'll talk again next Wednesday. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. Okay. You got it, man. Yeah, you closed it.
Yeah.